Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily marketing update where we cut through the noise and dig into the stories that are shaping the industry. Whether you're on your morning commute or taking a quick break, we're here to keep you sharp and in the know. Let's dive into today's most compelling stories from the last 24 hours. First up, a shakeup at Disney could mean millions in ad dollars are at stake. According to Adweek, Disney and ABC made the surprise decision to pull The Bachelorette from their lineup just days before its scheduled premiere. The move follows allegations of domestic violence against this season's star, Taylor Frankie Paul, and the surfacing of a leaked video involving her and her ex. While Disney hasn't clarified what will fill the show's time slot, the financial implications are significant. Last season, brands spent an estimated $30.7 million on ads during The Bachelorette, with ABC charging about $100,000 for a 30-second spot, roughly half an hour of ads per two-hour episode. While advertisers are reportedly reallocating their budgets to other ABC programs, Disney also faces losses from the extensive media time spent promoting the now-cancelled season. Since February 9th, The Bachelorette promos have aired 870 times on national TV, with a media value of $8.2 million. These placements included premium slots during the Oscars, another Disney property that commands up to $2.3 million for a 30-second ad. Even with the uncertainty around The Bachelorette, Disney's position as the number one entertainment network and its ongoing conversations with advertisers for future Oscars indicate that, while there's a hit, the company is working hard to mitigate the fallout. But with Taylor Frankie Paul's influencer status, this story is far from over. Switching gears to the world of connected TV, LG is making big moves to capture premium ad real estate. As reported by Adweek, LG Ad Solutions and LG Electronics unveiled a suite of new ad capabilities at this year's IAB New Fronts. Their new Own the Outcome framework is designed to help marketers better understand the effectiveness of their CTV campaigns, focusing on post-exposure actions and on-screen conversions. LG's new home screen experience integrates immersive, full-frame video directly into the TV interface, allowing brands to connect with viewers the moment they turn on their TVs. These new ad formats, including live tune-in previews, are now available programmatically. In addition, LG has expanded its partnership with Streamer, whose automated creative production tools will let advertisers generate professional assets in minutes, globally, starting in Q2 2026. Content-wise, LG is rolling out new channels, such as the Fantasy Life Fast channel hosted by NBC Sports' Matthew Berry, and even a World Pup, puppy-focused World Cup event. There's also a push into creator-led programming, with new shows and partnerships, including a Gen Next-focused streaming destination called Portrait TV. The message is clear: as CTV ad tech gets more crowded, LG wants to position itself as the platform for outcome-driven brands, using data and new creative formats to stand out. Now, let's talk about a unique partnership that's taking journalism to the high seas. The Atlantic, the storied 168-year-old magazine, has announced a three-year partnership with luxury cruise line Seabourn, as covered by Adweek. This is more than just a sponsorship deal. It's a joint business venture that brings the Atlantic's writers, editorial programming, and even subscription access aboard Seabourn cruises starting this fall. The partnership will culminate in 2028 with a 12-day route takeover from Montreal to Boston, marking both Seabourn's 40th anniversary and the Atlantic's founding city. Passengers on select routes will get complimentary digital access to the Atlantic on board and a three-month subscription after their trip. The Atlantic is also curating each ship's library with recent issues and books by its writers. Events, including fireside chats and, eventually, larger festival-style programming, will be overseen by Evan Smith, former CEO of the Texas Tribune. This move is part of the Atlantic's broader strategy to leverage the affluence of its readership and expand its commercial identity into travel and luxury, two of its strongest advertising categories. With 1.46 million subscribers and a 27% year-over-year gain, the Atlantic is using creative distribution, including college and high school programs, to build its base. The Seaborn partnership adds another premium, well-matched channel for growth. Back to the digital world, YouTube is doubling down on AI to become the go-to platform for creator marketing. In another scoop from Adweek, YouTube has rebranded its Brand Connect tool as Creator Partnerships and is now leveraging Google's Gemini AI models to match brands with creators more intelligently. This AI-powered platform will be integrated with YouTube Studio, Google Ads, and DV360, creating a centralized hub for advertisers. Brands can now use natural language queries. Think, find tech creators reviewing sports gear with high Gen Z retention, and Gemini will analyze billions of data points to surface the best matches, complete with channel insights, audience data, and sample videos. The new system allows advertisers to reach out to multiple creators at once and manage deals directly in the platform. There's also a unified measurement feature, combining paid ad and organic content performance into a single workflow. YouTube is making these capabilities available via API, so agencies and SaaS companies can integrate them into their own tools. The aim is to make influencer discovery and campaign management seamless, potentially disrupting third-party creator platforms by positioning YouTube as a full operating system for creator marketing. Finally, Google is taking its AI ambitions even further by deeply integrating Gemini into Display and Video 360, DV360, its demand-side platform, as detailed by Adweek. While Gemini has been part of DV360 for some time, aiding with audience discovery and campaign optimization, it's now becoming the core operating layer for media planning and buying. Marketers can upload a media plan and have Gemini automatically translate it into a comprehensive campaign setup. AI will also help manage real-time fluctuations in live sports inventory across CTV and soon assist with building custom reporting dashboards via the new Ads Advisor agent. Google is pushing into cross-channel measurement, debuting Confidential Publisher Match, a privacy-safe identity model that links first-party marketer data with signals from streaming partners like Roku. This enables direct attribution of CTV impressions to purchases. To further enhance measurement, Google is partnering with Kroger to integrate its first-party shopper data into YouTube and other inventory, offering SKU-level reporting so brands can see the precise impact of their ads on Kroger sales. YouTube remains central to Google's new fronts pitch, now making pause ads and creator takeovers available through DV360. The strategy is clear: reinforce Google's walled garden, encourage buyers to transact on YouTube, and use Gemini to automate and optimize the entire process. That's it for today's brief. From big bets on AI and CTV to innovative partnerships that blend luxury and journalism, the marketing landscape is evolving fast. Whether you're planning your next campaign or just keeping an eye on the industry, remember, adaptability and creativity are your best assets. Thanks for tuning in. Stay curious, stay sharp, and we'll catch you next time.